So there's 30 minutes until what?
Pork chops are shake and baked and ready to be eaten.
Shake and bake, and I helped.
No, you didn't.
I did too. I took the pork chops out of the sink and put them in the refrigerator.
There you go. I'm
where
sorry.
You had left them in the sink all day. They might be poisoned now by this point.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, you set.
You got
to
defrost them. That's how I was taught. You put it in cold water. It's cold water, so it's not like it's going to, like, create bacteria.
Well, since I'm not eating, you know.
I know.
I'll be fine.
Again, I'm sure people are sick of hearing how you don't eat.
What? I'm a man. I have to keep my physique. I have to. You don't want me to have some kind of, like, big old beer keg up front, do you?
I agree with that statement.
So you'd rather have me eat lettuce, which I found out today. More people get sick off of lettuce and vegetables than they do off meat. Did you see that?
I did. Where did I see? I heard it.
It was on MSN, or it might have been something else. More people.
I heard that on a morning show this morning. I don't remember which one.
Might have been mine, because I did it on.
No, I didn't.
I did it on my podcast.
No. But I have like a 20-minute window when I listen to morning radio, and you're still asleep.
Oh, well, then it would not be me.
No, it was either the D&J show or the B&J show.
B&J sounds more fun.
Hey,
welcome. It's Wrinkled Sheets number
69.
Okay, that works. I'm Steve.
I'm Janet.
And
we're Wrinkled Sheets. You totally, like, threw me off with that. I'm like, what?
I know. You
Where's my
thought,
wine?
You kind of thought you were two girls at a bottle of...
of Jose.
Of scotch or something. So we're back in the basement this time. We you know, we talked about trying the bed thing before with the iPad, and that did not work.
People did not like it because they couldn't hear me.
Right. You were not close enough to the microphone. You kept turning away, and, you know.
As much as I wanted to, I couldn't be on top of you to record that.
That's the way a podcast ought to be done. A bodcast.
A bodcast.
Bodcast. You get on top of each other and record.
Yep. Dear Lord.
Do you know your dad probably listens to this?
No, he doesn't. He does not even know, like, that I had blocked him on Facebook for a year.
He
and
had
he's
no
like,
idea?
Will you add me as a friend? I can't find you on Facebook. I'm like, okay, Dad.
You
unblocked.
Want him to see all the nasty stuff you post on there?
I don't post anything nasty.
Filthy.
I don't post anything filthy.
Filthy.
Really? Me? I post filthy stuff.
Someone asked me the other day if you were really like, is she really that easily shocked? And I go, I think so. I don't think it's always that way, but I do think sometimes she gets a little, oh, what?
I know. I'm ridiculous. You know what I got to mention?
What?
Did you see the picture that Donald Erickson created for his school project?
The one of all of us standing up?
Yes, he tweeted the final product today. Did
oh,
you see
I did
that?
No, I did not see the final product.
Well, I will have to send that to you. It's really good. Like, I'm not a Photoshopper, so I am like, wow, when people do stuff like that.
I'm not a Photoshopper either. I would love to know how to do that, but it takes so much time
and patience
and that little outline tool and all that other stuff.
Yeah. No. I don't know if he used Photoshop, but it's
something along
like
those
that.
Lines. So what'd you find out on your thing that you'd like to talk about?
Well, did you know that dogs and cats are either right or left-handed just like humans?
Oh, I did not know that.
So as I read this, I watched Moonpie and I was like, wave. And he waved with his right hand over his left. So I think he's right-handed. Butterfly, all she does is yap, so I can't really tell with her. And Pooh Bear, all she does is lay around and get fatter, so I can't tell with her either. I need to watch her when she does the litter box dance.
To see which one she starts with?
Yeah. Like,
Did you see the article that I sent you about do animals have mental health problems just like adults?
I did see that. What did that say?
It said...
Because I was busy at work.
Whatever. It said that they don't really get mental health problems like humans. Like, they're not like... schizophrenic or anything like that, but they have like OCD and there's separation anxiety. And there's,
well, I've heard of that.
There's
yeah.
certain things that they do get, but they don't get like, you know. And then at the age of 4, they develop schizophrenia. You know,
I think Butterfly might be schizophrenic.
Well, I was telling the guy when I went to get the massage today at Massage Envy that about this article, we were talking about he had to put his cat to sleep. So we were talking about animals. And he goes, oh, I don't know about that. He goes, I think my cat was crazy as batshit. I mean, just like crazy. And you always hear that about people. They think their animals are crazy. But according to this article, they just have some behavioral problems.
Hmm.
But they did say that sometimes when they have like OCD and separation anxiety, that the vet will prescribe Prozac and stuff to them. But not to do it yourself, because it needs to be in doses and weight of your animal and stuff like that.
And so you have to take it into the doctor
mm-hmm.
to give it? Oh. Or the doctor gives you a prescription and tells you how much to give them.
Right.
Okay.
You can't just like break off a piece of your Prozac and go, here.
Yeah. Who would do that?
A lot of people. A lot of people that think, I can save money. I've already got Prozac. It looks about the size of a baby. I just give it a baby dose.
Yeah, I know people do that, but I don't think that's safe. Like, butterfly's so little. I wouldn't want to even give her Tylenol, even baby Tylenol.
Well, I would think, like, all kind of animals, it'd be different body chemistries, you know? Some things might not even be... Why do they give some people Prozac and other people Zoloft? Or, you know, maybe you need to find out which one's right for your...
Right.
Which all one's right medicines. For your pet?
You know, speaking of medicines, I could never have a pill addiction.
Because you don't swallow well?
Why you gotta say it like that?
Isn't that what you're getting at?
Yes. Like, I took my vitamins three hours ago.
Uh-huh.
Because I put it off all day. Like, in the morning, I rushed, and so I just threw all my vitamins into an empty pill container. I was like, oh, I'll take them at work. And they sat there on my desk and sat there on my desk, and I finally poured them out, and they were on my desk for about an hour. And I'm like, oh, fine. And I still feel like...
I think we need to work on your gag reflex.
No, I don't want to gag, because it feels like they're right there in between my throat and my stomach, just sitting there. Like, hey, we're going to kill you.
You need to practice.
Practice. You know, that's funny. Because when I first learned to swallow pills, did I tell you the story?
I don't think so.
Okay, I first learned to swallow pills by... practicing with M&Ms, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, because my parents, it was more expensive to get the liquid version of the medicine. So they're like, we're going to teach you to swallow pills. And I'm like, okay.
You just put something in your mouth and swallow it. How'd you have to practice? Don't you?
I have a fear of choking.
Don't you eat dinner and swallow?
That's food. I love food. But you can't chew up a pill because most of them taste like crap.
Well, you just pretend it's time to swallow after you've chewed.
Okay, anyway.
Okay.
So I had practiced with M&Ms. And so then, and I was in kindergarten. And so one morning, my mother's purse was there, and I was like, oh, pills. I can practice with pills. Oh, my God.
You were how old? Kindergarten.
Right. Yeah. And they could not wake me up. I don't know what I took. I'm thinking it was a sleeping pill. Yeah. I had to go to the doctor. Actually the hospital and get some stuff pumped. I don't remember anything. Like, I don't remember getting my stomach pumped. I remember going to school like 2 days later, and I thought it was cool because I had a hospital bracelet on, and my teacher was like, so why do you have a hospital bracelet on? And I freaked out because I didn't want her to think I had a drug problem. I don't know what I was thinking. So I had my tonsils out.
You lied at five?
I did. I was bad in kindergarten.
So why are you shocked when all this other stuff in the world? You're a bad little kid.
No, because I think at that time, like, I remember being bad in kindergarten. Like, at one time, I didn't want to color this project, so I erased someone's name from theirs and put my name on it, but I'm a kindergarten, so I didn't erase it well. So the teacher, yeah, I got an F. But then after that...
You got an F? You failed something?
On a coloring project. Yeah, I was lazy then.
Have you ever failed anything else?
Let's not talk about
that. No, come on. Did you ever fail anything else?
I did. There in college, there was this public speaking class,
mm-hmm.
and my minor was speech. And I just... The teacher, I swear he picked on me. And I didn't like it. And so I didn't go to class except for when my speeches were due. And yeah, I got an F. I retook the class with another teacher.
And you got a what?
I got an A. I swear the teacher just did not like me.
Probably because you were a bit of bad
No, I was a good kid. After kindergarten, it all went good from there. Because I realized that my parents, like, would think bad
sure,
of me if I got in trouble.
Sure, everybody blames it on their parents.
No, no, I'm not saying I'm not blaming them. I just knew that they would get mad at me if I didn't do well. And so beyond kindergarten, I did better. But anyway, but I don't like swallowing pills. That's the sum of that rambling. Wow. I've been
I can't wait to put this on the... And then we talk about why she doesn't swallow.
Of course you do.
It will get listeners.
Yeah.
Then they'll be like, oh, crap, it's just about pills.
Boring. Ugh. Boring. Good. Don't give her any Vicodin. She won't take it. Yeah. Anyway.
Anything else exciting? Something in the news that caught your eye?
What's going on in the world? I don't even know. My head is so far up my work's butt that I don't know what's going on in the world. And that was God telling me to not talk like that.
Wow, I heard a boing. These mic stands.
Didn't Chris Brown beat someone up again?
He fisted Frank Ocean.
Fisted?
Well, that's what I tweeted.
Oh.
He punched. I guess he got in a fight with Frank Ocean.
Is that like of Ocean's 12?
No, some singer. Oh. I don't know. Supposedly a great singer. Nobody ever heard of him until he came out of the closet. And then everybody was like, oh, Frank Ocean's latest album is amazing. I still don't know anything about it, but I know that they got in a fight now. So Chris Brown now has punched a woman and a gay guy. So I guess next will be a crippled child in a wheelchair. I'm guessing that will be the
Why
next.
Why are people still fans of his?
What
He's
is it?
Obviously got issues.
What
he
is
needs
it?
To be shunned from the public eye so he can go fix himself.
And now we got Blake Shelton causing all the trouble with...
Oh, dear. I understand where he was coming from.
Bad-mouthed country
music. He just used the wrong words. The wrong words. I understand. Change is inevitable. Complaining about change is also inevitable.
Are you taking pills?
No. But for him to come out and use foul language, that just intensifies his comment.
That's just old farts and jackasses that like country music.
Right. I am 31 years old. I'm not old. I'm not a fart. And I'm not a jackass. But you know my favorite freaking iHeartRadio station right now is the Oak Ridge Boys station.
I know.
Actually, I like all their other songs. That song, every time it comes on, I'm like, again.
Gonna take a lot of river to keep this broken heart afloat.
Yeah. I still want to get the book that their bass singer wrote, From Elvis to Oaks, or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm. Too bad we can't get... We should have planned ahead and had Joe Bonzel maybe get him on and say, what do you think about Blake Shelton calling everybody jackasses and old farts?
Direct message him on Twitter. Get a statement for the next time we chat. Don't do it right now. It'll distract you.
Okay. Good idea. Because we're recording right now.
And it would go
and
quiet.
I've got the dog in my lap, and I can hear the cat crying.
That's because her door is shut, so we go over this every time.
Yeah. So our podcast, Wrinkled Sheets, is kind of been like somebody compared it to, and I appreciate it, that like Jenna Elfman and her husband doing...
They actually did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that y'all are a couple doing this podcast. And I'm like, well, yeah, we're nothing like that because they're like famous. But I was going to say...
And they've been together forever.
You got a response from...
Bodie? Yeah, Mr. Elfman.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I listened to their last podcast, and then I tweeted about it so that I could share the awesomeness, and he retweeted, or he replied. I forget what he said. Something about, and I'm pretty too, or something. It was very weird, but oh my gosh!
He responded! I got followed today on Twitter by...
George Jones's daughter.
Georgette Jones. It was really weird.
I didn't know she existed.
You didn't?
No.
Get out.
She
used to sing on stage with him. She was really little.
I was raised to not like George Jones because he was a drinker.
That's the devil's...
I know, the devil's syrup.
The cat is crying like crazy.
What songs has she sang?
Nothing major. She's done some stuff on her own that hasn't taken off. But she has done a couple with George himself. But it's George Jones's daughter. That's why I was like, oh my God, it's George Jones.
That happens a lot. You hear of all these, like, really awesome singers' children trying to make it. And I think Pam Tillis is the only one that kind of made it.
Yeah. Because I know Hank Jr.'s daughter, Holly, is recording, hasn't really done anything, but she's really good. I mean, the stuff that I've heard from was really good.
So many people. The one time you took me to Nashville, I realized there's so much talent in that town. How do they find the top five people that they're going to play over and over and over until we hate it?
I think they just...
Money.
Money decides. They just pick somebody.
Someone with money gets behind someone, and they push it enough. But I think Miranda did it all on her own.
Had no help. She had no help at all. She just came off the front porch singing. Went right straight to the top.
Well, she stopped in at Nashville Star and got, like, third place. Dumb.
Well, she wasn't really good then.
I didn't watch it that time. I think the season I watched, Chris Young won. And I was so happy. It took several years after he won for anything to happen. Like, it was probably 3 or 4 years.
Well, speaking of Chris Young, the country singer.
Who else is Chris Young?
There's another Chris Young, I'm sure.
It doesn't matter in life.
No. But I was reading all the stuff leading up to Chris Young's making it, you know, Chris Young's going to be on Nashville. Chris Young makes an appearance on Nashville. And then we watched the other night.
And it was Brantley Gilbert and Chris Young.
Yeah, and he really didn't do anything. He was just in a scene.
He's a decent-looking guy. I know he's put on some weight, but I think that eliminated his bug eyes.
Well, he got rid of the hat.
I miss the hat. But he has an awesome voice.
He does have an awesome deep voice.
He does. Did you watch him on Nashville Star?
No. I was already over Nashville Star by that point. Cause
what year was it? Was that the second or third season? Billy Ray was hosting.
Was it 6, 7, 8? I mean, they went through several hosts. I mean,
I know.
There was
Winona
did it, and then...
with Billy Ray, right?
I think so.
And that's the year I watched.
Yeah, and then they had the judges were so country, it was Bret Michaels.
I didn't watch that year. I didn't really know who Bret Michaels was until I started dating you.
You didn't really know rock and roll?
Mm-mm.
Because that's the devil's music. And I didn't drink because that's the devil's juice. And I didn't swallow pills.
I can't swallow pills. Stop. You're making fun of me. I think you like my naiveness. Is that a word?
I don't think so. I think it's
naivety.
Now you confuse me. Now my brain can't even think of the word. Not negativity.
Naivety.
I don't know.
Google,
bitches.
Speaking of Miranda, she's coming to town. That's like the highlight of my 2013 so far. May 18th, she's going to be in Denver with Dierks Bentley.
Maybe she comes to your town, you should go.
I'm not promoting her. I'm just saying I'm excited. Wow. Are you excited about... We're going to see Dwight Yoakam in
that
July.
I'm excited about. Dwight Yoakam now has a new album out called Three Pairs, and it's great. Anybody that likes country music... Like real country music, you know, like Jackasses and Old Farts, then you should definitely check it out. And he has the number one video on
GAC.
Yeah, huh? And I just read that it's being nominated for all kind of stuff because it's really good and it's really country, which shocks me. It probably won't win in this day and age, but I think it's nominated for like male.
It's an honor to be nominated.
It's just an honor to be nominated. To be up here with my peers is just a wonderful, wonderful deal.
He is an ugly man. I'm sorry.
He looks like Ron Howard's brother when he doesn't have his hat.
There was a news story about a Ron. Someone's in a hospital.
Ron Jeremy, the porn star.
Yeah, he's in critical condition.
Yeah.
He's ugly. He was on The Surreal Life with Vanilla Ice.
He was. You didn't know? He's called the Warthog.
Why?
Because he's so ugly. He was in porn because he has a very big penis, but he's not a very good-looking man, so they called him the Warthog.
You know the biggest penis ever measured?
No, but tell me.
Is 13 and a half inches erect. That's not that big.
What? Yeah, it's not that big if you're a horse.
But no, well, I guess you're right.
Where did you? Twitter.
Random Twitter.
Did
facts.
I have a picture for you to ogle?
No, I'm not going to ogle.
Did you Google after you read it?
No, I'm not going to Google. No, I just thought that was interesting.
I bet you did.
Now you make me sound like a perv.
Yeah, you're the one that. Did you know?
I just read it.
You can hang a towel off of it.
Wow. Anyway, we went and saw. No, we can't talk about that.
No, can't talk about it yet. Maybe the next podcast.
Maybe I'll forget all about
Thank goodness we just got signed up back because of our podcast and because of the show and our Twitter. Because of all you people that listen and keep track of us here and on Twitter and Facebook, the studios have put us back on their viewer list. So
we get to go see movies for free.
Yeah, we will actually get to. We have to do reviews. That's part of the agreement.
Right. Do they want a copy of it?
Yes. So when
they really want a copy
of
it?
Yes, they do. Didn't you read the letter that I forwarded to you?
I skimmed.
Yeah. When we do reviews, they want to get either audio or typed out copies of the reviews that we do.
Well, you get on that.
You're better at that kind of thing.
I don't have time.
Yeah, but you're better at that kind of thing. Oh, by the way, here's another thing that, because it just goes to the guy, girl, you're better at. There was a thing on MSN today saying that guys that help around the house don't get as much sex. Did you see that article?
I didn't. But you know that the author of 50 Shades of Grey came out and said that all women really want is someone that will come around the house and do some help. And my girls and I talked about it, and we said, no way. We want a man that's stellar in the bedroom.
And stellar?
Yeah.
Is that the word all the girls picked?
No.
Stellar? And with the 13 and a half inch?
And men aren't as meticulous when it comes to cleaning, so let us do it. Or let the maid do it. Because, yeah.
So you're not against the division of men-woman roles? Because that's what it said in this article. The division of the roles.
When I'm busy, it's nice to come home and see that some laundry has been done.
I did that.
I heard that. Is it your clothes that you need for the weekend?
No. No.
Because I was going to do it this weekend.
It's yours. And I put away the stuff you had laid out on the table.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Thank you. I was going to do it. Like, I didn't ask you.
No, I'm fine. I just figured it was like, here, I washed it. You can goddamn put it away.
That's not my attitude, and you know that.
Oh.
I don't start things and expect you to finish them.
You don't?
No. It was there because I ran out of time on the weekend because it was a crazy weekend, and then I was going to carry on after you left tomorrow. Gives me something to do.
What's your favorite thing to do ever?
What?
What's your favorite thing to do? I just thought of that when you said that. Give you something to.
Like cleaning wise?
No, anything. Just in general. I mean, I've never.
I love a good country music concert.
That's your favorite thing to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very. Yeah, that is my thing. That used to be like all I did. And now I don't have time.
It's not reading. It's not parasailing.
I like working out. Do you hear voices?
Wow. Do we need to talk about this? Do we need to have a pill involved?
Did you have like a podcast playing upstairs that you hit pause on?
No.
You don't hear anything.
No. Hold on. Let me take the headphone off for a second.
I swear.
No.
Crap.
No, because I had the other computer playing Hawaiian music while I was setting all this up, but I turned it off because you were like, hey, this isn't your daily podcast.
I need an office upstairs.
I thought you liked it down here in this office.
I never come down here because then I'm away from you.
I'll come down here. I've got things
to do. It's cold down here.
I love it.
It's cold down here.
It makes my nipples hard.
We need a television down here, and that would work.
I think there's one sitting over there.
That's
a computer monitor.
Yeah.
I think there's a TV down here in the closet. How many TVs do we have in this house? Too many.
Too many. We don't watch but two of them.
Yeah, and all the shows are yours. I never get to watch anything I want to watch. Everything I used to record on the DVR, you've erased because you weren't watching it. I know, because we were watching Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice, so I never really got around to watching any of mine. So you're like, well, you have 19 of these. You're gonna
Monday through Friday, you work 2 hours a day. You have plenty of time to watch your stuff. And
you almost said the S word.
And so when I come home after working away from home for 10 hours, I want to watch my show.
Well, apparently at work, y'all sit around and talk about Grey's Anatomy and 13.5-inch, I mean, 50 Shades of Grey and 13-inch penises, so.
No, when I said my girls, I meant my two girls and a bottle of wine girls.
Oh, I thought you meant your girls, your home girls, cubicle bitches.
Yeah, I'm going to walk in tomorrow and be like, what's up, cubicle bitches?
What's up, cubicle bitches?
They probably wouldn't blink. They think I'm crazy. I just randomly, yeah. It breaks the monotony to just randomly be like, blah, 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 blah.
Is that what y'all do? You pop up like one of those gophers over the cubicle?
Yeah, and I sound like a turkey. Gobble, gobble. No, just randomness. Randomness.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Why do you keep doing that? Why can't we just flow?
I thought maybe you had something on your iPad there that you were wanting to discuss because you had been tapping and moving. And
I was tweeting.
During a podcast?
It's called multitasking.
It's not possible. It's been proven that multitasking is not real. You actually switch back and forth between tasks. Because if it was actual multitasking, you would be tweeting, talking, and finally fixing me those pork chops you keep talking about.
4 minutes.
What?
Until they're done.
Oh. So we better hurry.
Wait, we don't have to hurry.
I don't want you to ruin my pork chops.
Wow.
Please don't ruin my pork chops.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
What are you going to get me?
Food. I'm going to take you out to dinner.
Where are we going?
I can't tell you that.
Give me a hint of what type of food.
No, I can't. Because once I do that, you'll be like, I know what it is. I'm going. Woo! I want you to be like, woo!
What does that mean?
I might blindfold you and drive you there. How do you feel about that?
I wouldn't like that.
Why?
Because you might just pull up in front of a gay bar or something.
Yeah. Here's some ones, baby. Happy Valentine's Day. That's so me. Wow. No, I'm not going to take you to a gay bar.
That was so random.
What was random?
Even saying you dropped me off at a
gay bar. I know.
I don't even know where that... That's the default.
I'm going
to
say
that's... No, you probably take me to a gay bar.
It's Jeremy's fault. We haven't mentioned him this podcast, so here we go.
Yes, he'll be butt hurt if we don't mention him at least what.
He'll want to be fisted.
By Chris Brown.
Ew.
You know who's kind of disgusting? Is that his
Kim Kardashian?
True. Her mom's getting a talk show. By the way, did you see that?
It'll be canceled.
What is her mom? How is she famous?
She thinks she's hot stuff because she has daughters that have sex on video, and she's married to a former Olympian.
And I hear they're having trouble.
Well, he looks like a woman. I'm sure they haven't had sex in a while.
No, he looks like Don Imus as a woman.
I don't know who Don Imus is.
Don Imus is a very famous radio broadcaster.
Crap.
And I would figure someone that studied radio and broadcasting.
I went to a Christian college.
Okay.
And my radio training there was very minimal. Very minimal. They taught me how to write news stories. That's what they did. It was a bad program. I love my college. I worked at the college radio station, and that's where I got most of my training.
What did they teach you there?
How to write news stories.
But that you didn't do actual classes of like, okay, these are breaks, and these are...
I had two radio classes, Radio 1 and Radio 2.
And what did you learn in Radio 1?
I don't remember. I think I have the book still. Because I had, been working at the college radio station for so long, and I had already done an internship, and I had learned a lot more out in the field. And that's how you learn. That's why internships are very important. Kids, if you're in college, don't just do one. Do, four. One every summer.
In different stations, too.
Right.
That's what I think would be
right.
Good. Like, even if you don't like rock music, do a rock station. Just to get the whole feel.
I did a country station.
I'm shocked.
I know.
You didn't do the Christian station?
No, I like country music. It was so cool, because I had different aspects of the country radio. Like, on Thursdays, I'd come in, and I was working with a guy that did, the old country show where he was playing records. And every day, he'd play a song for his woman. It was so sweet.
For his woman?
His wife.
Oh.
And then on Sundays, I'd come in, and it would be like a newer country, and it was really cool. Like,
have you ever heard of the George Jones song called Radio Lover?
Uh-huh. I like that song.
That's a good song. Mm-hmm. Where he talks about playing a song for his woman, mm-hmm. and the day that he plays that song, he goes off, takes off early and goes home and catches her with somebody else because she knows
that's
that he plays
that
song.
Hmm? That's what's good about those songs, because they tell stories. I like story songs.
There's not really many story songs anymore in country music.
Not a lot, no.
Nowadays,
get on that, Nashville.
Now they're just all in their big truck driving down their back road, sipping on their something while she's got her shorts and legs up on the dashboard and the radio's cranked. Listen to some Hank.
There you go. You just wrote a country song. Probably be a top five.
I know.
How are we doing on time? Because I think the pork chops are ready.
We are at 30 minutes.
So it's time for me to go serve it up.
That's right. Let's go practice your swallowing on the pork chops.
Dear Lord. I hope my parents never find this. I will be disowned.
You just
I know. Sounded you can't
like
move
this,
your hand it, while you're talking.
They teach that in Radio 101. We're going to go now. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading the podcast.
Wow, you sound really enthused. I think you need to pump that up.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. We do love it when you guys check out. Hey, you know what you need to do? Check out Pop Chips. PopChips.com is where you'll find that tasty little treat. Perky Jerky, it's the action-packed snack. Don't let it get past you. Stop by the counter today and pick up a snack. Just snatch one off the counter there and pay for it. And we will do this again next time. So remember, it's Wrinkled Sheets.
What the hell?
Did you like that?
Not at all. It was like a runaway train.
You said be a little more energetic.
Yeah, but not
fake. I threw that morning radio thing in there.
I know. You love making fun of radio. Okay, the pork chop's going to burn.
We got to go.
I got to go.
All right.
And thanks for listening to Wrinkled Sheets, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. We need to create like a Wrinkled Sheets account.
Yeah, I think there is one. I think it's at Twitter. I think there is one on Twitter.
Do we have one?
I think so. I think it's at Wrinkled Sheets 1. I think that's what they gave
you. You need to check on that.
I will do that.
I'll push it.
And how do they get a hold of you if they want to send you an email and say
Pink
we love
Barb
the podcast?
PinkBarb27@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. PinkBarb, B-A-R-B, 27@yahoo.com.
And what about your Facebook?
It's facebook.com/PinkBarb27.
Pink Barb everything. You'll find me on Twitter at Steve McGrew and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheSteveMcGrew.
There is no other.
That's right. Bye.
Bye.
Peace out. See ya. Peace out.